This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monopoly for Millennials. People are seeing red over this new board game by Hasbro, and it's actually difficult to choose where to start with this story because there are so many reports about it, and many of them are clearly written by butthurt millennials over this game, which is basically just a straight-up satire poking fun at millennials, and we'll tell you more about that on the way here tonight. With you, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
But let's start on tech news here, Chris. You're the host of Freedom Decrypted.
I am.
Which is a weekly video show that now is available in audio form via podcast.
It is.
Through freedomdecrypted.com. So people, I'm sure, have been waiting for that. I mean, and video's cool and everything, but it's not very portable. So
sure. It's
much easier if you're driving to work or whatever. You can listen.
And apparently the video may be too high quality for people's internet connections at the moment. So the audio is probably advantageous to many at this
much point. Smaller file size.
Yeah, hundreds of megs instead of 3 gigabytes in size, roughly, yes. For a two-hour show.
So go to freedomdecrypted.com. You can check out his show, which, of course, is all about technology. We do touch on it here on Free Talk Live when we get a chance, especially when you're here with us, because you always have the you've got your finger on the pulse of the world of technology and privacy. And in this case, YouTube and copyright, what's going on?
Yeah, so YouTube CEO says that videos may be blocked due to EU copyright law.
Where's the story from?
So the story is from Torrent Freak.
Okay.
And,
tell me more.
2 years ago, the European Commission announced plans to modernize EU copyright law. I love how they use the word modernize. I think they mean extend. Some of the proposals were hugely controversial. Article 13, for example, would see the liability for infringing content switched from users of sites like YouTube to the platform itself.
Didn't we talk about this series of EU regulations that came down this summer or whatever?
Yeah, I think so.
It was like 100 different...
So it's not done yet. It hasn't come into force yet. This is still being negotiated, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, and it would allow, if I recall correctly, it would allow each member nation to set their own rules to some extent, and so therefore the most restrictive rules would likely be what all of the companies follow.
Yeah, something along those lines. That's just how the EU works.
Oh, and this was when that cookie restriction came into place, where now on every
GDPR,
website...
Yep. We talked about that as well.
Yeah.
But despite
so this is all part of that package.
Yes, and so this is basically an ongoing thing that's happening right now that they're trying to get through the EU, so that all European Union countries have to pass it, or at least I think that are within the European Economic Area. And there's all sorts of different terms that are used to describe the EU, because there's some...
The Eurozone.
Yeah, well, the Eurozone is larger than...
Than the EU?
It's larger than the European Economic Area.
Okay.
There's certain... benefits to being part of the European Economic Area, where there's like free trade basically, so you have to comply with certain rules. Like, for example, you have to collect at least 20% tax minimally, a sales tax.
Okay.
And you can't collect less than that, because then it would give your country an advantage, for example. And so if you obey these rules and they allow you in, then you become part of the European Economic Area. If you're not part of that area, then there might be other agreements that overlap with it that allow you to trade with another non-EU country, but you still, again, let's see, where were we? But despite warnings in September, the European Parliament voted in favor of proposals put forward by Axel Voss EPP Group. So, oh, wait a minute, I don't even think I finished the last sentence here, which is an important part. Some of the proposals were hugely controversial. Article 13, for example, would see the liability for infringing content switched from users of sites like YouTube to the platform itself. And this is the key thing.
Oh, this is, we talked about this over the summer. This is terrible.
We did, and this clarifies it. Because that, in the prior story, it wasn't very well described.
Okay.
But this very clearly describes it as changing of liability from the user who posts to the platform itself. And what this will, the effect of this is that YouTube has to basically go through and check every single video and determine whether or not there's copyright on it and whether or not the person uploading has that copyright or not. If they don't, then, well,
If they allow it through,
they'll be held liable for it. And because
Insane and impossible with the amount of videos. I mean, I don't know if you want to pull this up, Daryl, but there's a statistic of how many video minutes per or how many hours of video per minute are uploaded to YouTube. And it's a staggering amount of video that is uploaded to YouTube every single minute.
It is. And it's even crazier because the laws on the books for the penalty for violating copyright are astronomical because it's like $250,000 or something like, I don't know, it might not be that high.
Up to or something.
It's up to some insane number per infringing work. So per like user probably viewing it. So it's this just astronomical number that YouTube would be held theoretically liable. I mean, it would literally put them out. It would put them out of business. It would put the United States government. It would take the entire economy down with it if they were actually able to enforce this to the full extent. Any country. I mean, basically, the United States government, all of the economic activity within the United States government is less than what their basically a judge would rule is the penalty for violation of copyright law, basically, in this type of situation. So it's because they value these works at numbers that don't actually match the real world value of those works. So,
inflated.
Right. You might pay $10 for it, but I don't know if it's $250,000. It's probably lower than that, but it's still some astronomical number, whereas they will hold somebody guilty of for $250,000 because they stole a CD when really it's only worth $10.
It's insane. Well, the idea is it's supposed to send a message.
Right. And and this might have made sense in a world where people were selling CDs like on the street because some sort of penalty. Mm-hmm. But then they've extended this to basically user file sharing, for example, people who are file sharing.
And it ended up in the past, a few examples of this that have ever happened, because it doesn't really happen that often that somebody, at least that we've ever seen, that somebody actually gets charged criminally for downloading things. But in the past, I remember there was one story about like a grandmother who got charged because her son or daughter granddaughter
It's more of an example, to make an example out of people, because the reality is...
But it doesn't work.
It's not cost effective. They still have to go...
For who?
Well, there's two parts to this. So one, we're talking about civil usually. It's civilly they're going after people.
Okay.
But technically criminally, if it's beyond a certain amount of money, I believe.
Hmm.
But the thing is the criminal, the police basically aren't really going after this type of crime generally unless it's like a major website, for example, that is distributing content or uploaders maybe or somebody. Your average user isn't going after criminally because it's not a criminal issue.
So you asked how much video is uploaded to YouTube. I found a statistic from earlier this year.
Okay.
400 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every minute.
400 hours uploaded every single minute.
Yes.
That is
a lot.
A huge amount of data. And already they have in place some kind of content scanner, right? So if you upload a video that's copyrighted, let's say, music, you put some music to the background of, whatever video you're making.
Right.
And it's copyrighted music. Well, YouTube has an algorithm that can match that tune, sort of like Shazam. There's the app for your phone. That's the Apple. Apple purchased this app where you press the app and then it listens to the song. And within seconds, it's identified what song that is. They've got that technology built into YouTube to where it'll ding that file and say, a copyright owner says you can post this. We'll let you post it, but all the revenue goes to the copyright owner from any advertising YouTube does. Or some of them will just say, nope, you can't post this at all.
Right. And I've even had videos that, like, I've gone to different presidential people coming to town, and they'll play music before whoever shows up, and I'll get a notice.
That's what you're saying.
It's in the background. Yeah. I'll get a notice. We have detected that the following song is in your video.
And so you don't get any revenue.
part.
Right.
So, like, it will tell you where in the video the song is.
Right. So, already, they have ways of determining this, but that's not going to be good enough when they change the liability to YouTube, because there are ways around this. You know, some people have cropped videos, or they'll stretch do a 5% stretch on the audio.
Uh-huh.
There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son, Extra, has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at LD2coin.io. Get yours, LD2coin.io. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free, listen whatever you want. We're talking about the nightmarish regulations in the European Union that could very well spell the end of It probably won't kill YouTube entirely, but it could kill your
YouTube. It'll,
ability.
It'll censor YouTube. It'll censor your videos that you post to YouTube.
Basically. Worse than already. I mean, YouTube is already a centrally controlled censorship, you know, full of censorship platform.
I mean, you basically won't be able to post to YouTube if you're not somebody that's a major YouTuber.
Right, if you're
YouTuber.
Not CNN. If you're not Fox, if you're not somebody who's got a legal team, then you can agree to, you know, be very, very careful with YouTube that you won't violate copyright. Because what you're saying here is the EU rules that are either going into place or are
they're trying to get passed.
Yeah, that these are going to make it so that YouTube or other platforms, right?
Because
this
isn't just
platform,
YouTube.
This is any platform on the internet.
If you're a small platform, you won't legally be able to exist in Europe.
SoundCloud, you know, whatever the platform is, if you are having copyrighted content hosted on your platform, this rule would make it so you're legally liable. So it used to be with YouTube, when you posted something, and then somebody says, hey, that's my content. They would then challenge your post, right? They challenge your content.
Mm-hmm.
You would then receive a notice from YouTube saying, so-and-so has said that, hey, you're using their content in the video. We're taking your video down, but if you want to challenge this challenge, you can then challenge the challenge and basically say, when you do that, I don't know if you've ever gone through this before, but I've done it.
I haven't.
When you do it, they then will say, look, you will allow you to challenge this under the DMCA, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
No, that's an American law, but there's some equivalents in other countries.
In the EU, right. Well, it will allow you to do this. You just have to agree that you will take on full legal liability for any kind of court cases or whatever it is that results from this. As long as you're willing to sign a document digitally saying that I accept full legal liability for this challenge, basically, to say this is, you know, fair use or whatever it is your argument is on why your content shouldn't be subject to the takedown, they then will go ahead and reinstate that content, and then you're fully liable under that agreement.
Which is kind of humorous because you're already liable for it, regardless of whether or not you say
it's a hoop they have you jump through, though. This is their way of filtering, because most people aren't going to do it.
Right.
Most people, when they're faced with a scary legal form that says, you know, A, B, C, D, you know, this is what could happen to you. There's scary consequences. You may go to court over this. You'll be liable for all the court costs, for attorney's fees. So it's very, very scary when you're reading this notice from YouTube.
Hmm.
And in my case, I'm like, yep, I'm willing to do all that.
That's great.
And the issue at hand, God, what was it? Was it Lenko? I'm trying to remember what it was.
I think so.
I think it might have been the Lenko thing, because years ago when the Bearcat, the ballistic engineered
armored response counterattack truck.
That's it. Thank you. When that thing, the tank, as it was called by one of the city councilors here in Keene, was brought to
Keene. Now the mayor.
Was brought to Keene, there was a promo video for it.
Oh.
And Lenko, the corporation, used this promo video, and it was like, if you look for it, actually, it's up on, of all places, Nimmie Jones's channel, and she had posted that. And it was posted in a few different places, but Lenko went around and took it down from all the other places. I think they even took it down from their own channel, because they were probably using AC/DC's Thunderstruck without permission from AC/DC in that particular case. But it's like a hard rockin', badass, you know, police militaristic video showing how tough and, you know, badass the Bearcat video is. And they didn't like us posting that video, so they used copyright takedown notices against them. I feel like that was it, but if that were it, then I think that video would still be on Free Keene. So it might have been another thing. But anyway, I challenged whatever that was, and they never came at me. So obviously they didn't even have a case. They were just doing a takedown, because they know that most people will just not challenge it. It won't come back.
Very true.
So now what you're saying is, if a challenge is made against a video that's posted on YouTube, YouTube will be held liable civilly for it.
Exactly.
If these rules go through, and it's, I mean, why wouldn't they? It's the EU.
Yeah.
And then it could come here.
It could. So this is a revised version of the original proposal, one that would still pave the way for upload filters to prevent infringing content from reaching sites like YouTube in the first place. But again, it's gonna not just inhibit infringing content, it's going to basically inhibit any content that's not being published by a major source.
That's the only safe way to do it, if that's
right.
If this is the change.
However, speaking today in Financial Times, YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki says that blocking videos may be the platform's only option.
Yep.
While we support the goals of Article 13, the European Parliament's current proposals will create unintended consequences that will have a profound impact on the livelihoods of hundreds of thousands of people.
Would they block content from all around the globe as a result of the EU?
I can say they're definitely going to block Freekeen. They're definitely going to block any kind of content from...
So even content uploaded from a different IP address, meaning the Freekeen content's uploaded from the United States,
that's
going to
be blocked
Europe.
In Europe.
But will they allow the upload at all? Or are they going to apply the EU rules across the continent?
There are videos that I have tried to go to where I've gotten notices saying this content is not available in your country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's not that the video is completely removed. Mm. It's just blocked from whatever country I am trying to view it from.
It will be interesting whether or not they block people from the EU from uploading content altogether, because ultimately, if it's uploaded from within Europe or it's trying to be accessed by somebody in Europe, they probably would become liable at that point. Mm-hmm. So let me continue. The Parliament's approach is unrealistic in many cases because copyright owners often disagree over who owns what rights.
Right.
Yeah, very true. If the owners cannot agree, it is impossible to expect the open platforms that host the content to make the correct rights decision.
They'll just say no. They're just not going to do anything.
Exactly. Using the hit Despacito as an example, Susan says that...
That's her name. Okay.
Yeah, it's the CEO of Google. Susan says that the track contains multiple copyrights, including sound recording and publishing rights. YouTube has agreements with several parties to license the video, but other rights holders remain unknown. This could present a situation so complex that YouTube might have to stop posting the video altogether. And they're talking mm-hmm. about a very, very, very popular hit video on YouTube, like one of the most popular videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
So we're not even talking about, you know, little old nobody here that's posting pictures of their grandkids or videos of their grandkids on YouTube. We're talking about major, major popular videos. That uncertainty means we might have to block videos like this to avoid... So they are talking about blocking the videos, not just, I guess... censoring the videos from
people. That's
what
I want to. Yeah, I'm curious as to how this would end up being played out on their platform.
Yeah, and again, I suspect it probably would just be the EU. You would be able to upload from the EU, but again, maybe not. Maybe they would.
What happens if somebody in the EU uses a proxy or a VPN to upload through? So they're uploading. The upload comes from the United States.
It's a gray area. I think it would be a gray area.
But it was ordered by somebody in the EU.
Yeah, that's a gray area. It's a good question.
Is YouTube going to want a gray area, or are they just going to say, you know what? Screw it. We're just going to only allow Fox News and CNN or
maybe they pull out of the EU. I don't know.
It would kill their business if they did it that way. So they're going to come up with some kind of creative way to deal with this, but there's more coming
just
up here.
Just have operations in the EU.
In moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A bitter-sounding Democrat, Stacey Abrams, ends her run for governor in Georgia.
This is not a speech of concession, because concession means to acknowledge an action is right, true, or proper. As a woman of conscience and faith, I cannot concede that. But my assessment is the law currently allows no further viable remedy.
Abrams had been hoping for a December 4th runoff against Republican Brian Kemp to become the nation's first female black governor. The hand recount in Florida continues in the Senate race between Bill Nelson and Rick Scott. The race is apparently over for Florida governor, with Republican Ron DeSantis able to avoid a hand recount. President Trump setting up rules and regulations for how White House press should act now that a judge has ordered CNN journalist Jim Acosta's press pass be reinstated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
And my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Our number is 855-450-3, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into one of those if you want. It sounds like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Don't forget, you can also join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the various features we have on the site, including archives that go back for more than a decade, completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites, you can do it free and enjoy all the cool features there over at freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio tonight. Let's go to the phones. To the phone, we got Meatbag on the line in St. George, Utah. Meatbag, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's me. Meatbag, the Burke Empire Party candidate for governor in Utah, and today I want to talk about rising sea levels.
The what party?
Did you say what? The Pirate Party?
The Pirate Party of Utah. Yeah, I believe I called you guys a couple of months ago about my candidacy for the
Pirate Party. Yes, I vaguely recall that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to abolish carbon dioxide by banning sodas. So, but anyway, I'm a hardcore environmentalist, and I'm really concerned about rising sea levels, and I think I have a solution for how to fix it. We could actually just kill all the whales and then dredge their bodies out of the ocean. And because of the water displacement that those gigantic monsters take up, you know, because of that displacement, we could lower the sea levels by like a thousandth of an inch.
Now, I got to say, I've never come across an environmentalist who is anti-animal. Like, basically, you know, you're pro-environment to the point where you're willing to kill animals in order to save the environment.
Yes, animals, like the lower animals, are the sort of the first target. And then I'm going to slowly move my way up to, like, humans, and then just have the Earth be nice and peaceful, and nothing will ever produce carbon dioxide again.
Did you seriously run as the Pirate Party candidate for governor in Utah?
The election was not held this year. It's in 2 years from now.
Oh, so you're planning
to run? Yeah, every 4 years. I'm running for in 2020. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Now, how well organized is the Pirate Party in Utah? Are you its sole member?
I've got like five other people who said they're going to vote for me.
All right. Well, you might do like, better than the Libertarian then. In that case,
we're like we're like six strong
from Utah. Yeah.
You're what?
We're six strong.
Six
strong.
That's great.
All right. What are some of the other parts of your platform?
Another thing is that, you know, because I am really concerned about carbon dioxide and the effects that it's having on our planet, I want to sort of maintain control over the amount of carbon dioxide being released. I propose that we tax breathing. Like a penny a breath, I think, is fair.
That's great stuff.
We do it with respirators. We have like respirators with shock collars on them, so that if you try to take the respirator off, then you'll get like a 10,000-volt shock. And so
if you take it off, because otherwise, you're saying the respirator would essentially count the breaths. That way, you could be accurately taxed.
And then you'd receive a tax bill every 2 weeks.
The scary thing is there may be somebody out there who actually would agree with you.
There are people out there proposing that for cars, basically. So
cars don't breathe.
Well, mileage, based on the mileage.
They do actually breathe. Yeah, they breathe in air and they breathe out exhaust.
What would you do about cars?
I think cars are okay because if we get rid of the cars, then, you know, like our society would collapse.
Okay, so you don't want that to happen.
Wouldn't
society collapse if we got rid of all the animals and then nobody would have food?
Well, yeah, but that's what
vegetarian.
I want to basically sort of ease into the whole, you know, mass genocide kind of thing.
Well, you got my vote.
Thanks for the call,
all right,
meatbag.
Thank you.
Good one. I appreciate it. Ease in to the whole mass genocide thing. 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733.
Now, if he actually is with the Pirate Party of Utah, then maybe he should do something about the basically non-existent social media, where there's a Twitter, there's not been a tweet since June of 2013.
This is for Pirate Party Utah?
Yeah. There's a Facebook page that has had one post in the last 4 years.
Yeah, that's not good.
And it was somebody saying, I don't know how I got control of this.
You know, the Pirate Party is, in some places, a real serious contender, and
yes,
they do not have views that were espoused by that caller, just to be clear.
No, definitely not.
I'm not a member of the Pirate Party, but I wouldn't necessarily be opposed to a pro-freedom Pirate Party version here in New Hampshire.
Right. Some of the tenets of the Pirate Parties in some countries are libertarian,
very
and I wouldn't say
some
they're
of them
all
not so much.
Are, but yeah, some of them are.
Because, you know, you're talking about a party that was formed in Europe, and so even though the founder of the Pirate Party, Rick Falkvinge, who we met at Anarchapulco a couple of years ago, really interesting guy, even though he's a straight-up, you know, anti-government anarchist, many of the Pirate Party membership, they're more kind of lefty Euro people.
Right.
So, you're going to see there's actually differences between, say, Pirate Party Iceland, which has had quite a bit of success, from what I understand, and some of the other pirate parties out there. So you can't look. It's not like the libertarians where there's supposed to be a principle that everybody adheres to. You can't just look at a pirate party and say, oh, well, it must be the same as Pirate Party Sweden.
It's sort of like the Democrats or Republicans in a sense.
Yeah, basically.
It's just a list of things, and those things can change, and it's not really based on... Yeah,
it's based on the personalities more so than
the Pirate Party is based mainly on copyright, intellectual property.
That's how it got started.
Right.
And then everything else is sort of up for interpretation.
Yeah, right. So let's get into Monopoly for Millennials. This thing is all over the news. The first I saw of it was last night on the Discord server. Scorched Regolith posted a video review where somebody did an unboxing of this new game. You know, there's a zillion Monopoly variants out there. You know, there's Star Wars Monopoly. I saw when I was searching Amazon, there's a Game of Thrones Monopoly. You know, yeah. there's a zillion of these
things. Dun.
But I presume that's music from the show.
Yeah,
okay. Adulting is hard. This is reporting to CNN. CNN reporting, Monopoly knows. So it's come up with a game to give young folks a break from the rat race. That's a quote, by the way. Where it's not all about the money. Hasbro, which manufactures the classic game, released its latest edition of Rich Uncle Pennybag's Adventures, Monopoly for Millennials. And yes, it includes avocados. Now, this is apparently some kind of a meme. Do you guys know what this avocado reference is? Because they were...
Yeah, millennials, and I hate using the term.
Yeah.
Because...
But we're going to use it a lot more in the next segment.
Right, but, you know, people just wind up using it to mean anybody younger than me that I find annoying.
Yes, that's very true.
But apparently, you know, like avocado toast or putting avocados on food is...
It's
fairly common
among millennials.
You put avocado on your food last night. You just happened to call it guacamole.
Oh, yeah.
Which is made from avocados.
Yes, I'm well aware of that. I didn't know that it was a thing. I mean, normally when you have Mexican food, guacamole is one of the typical condiments for
right.
that. But you're saying people have gone beyond that and used avocados in other ways.
That there is something, I don't know what it is, but there is something called avocado toast. I don't know if they toast the avocado and then just eat that, or if they put, you know, like
avocado
some form of avocado on the toast.
The game is jam-packed with millennial stereotypes. Not only is Pennybag standing in front of a vegan restaurant, but he's wearing blue Ray-Bans and earbuds and carrying a coffee cup to go. Oh, yeah, and he's taking a selfie. Of course, game tokens depict emojis, a camera, bike, hashtag, and sunglasses. Quote, well, avocado toast is our fave. Ray-Bans are on fleek, and cameras because pics or it didn't happen. The struggle is real for millennials, so we chose items that we felt were relatable, but would also make fans of all ages LOL, unquote. This is a quote from Hasbro, writing to CNN in an email, answering their questions here. We'll come back with more on this, because I'm giving you the basic rundown here from CNN, but then we're going to get into the responses from millennials who are so butthurt over this. It is hilarious. More coming up.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son, Extra, has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. In these remaining moments, we've got enough time for you. Especially if you want to weigh in on Monopoly for Millennials, which is a thing. I thought for a moment it was, the whole thing was a satire, but actually it is a satire, but it's real.
Yeah.
I thought the article that I saw last night or the video that I saw was fake, but it was actually real. This is a real board game created by the company Hasbro, the original creator of the Monopoly game. And, of course, Monopoly's been around since, 1938, based on the copyright dates.
Long time.
Very, very long time. And now they have Monopoly for Millennials, which is really getting people fired up on the Internet. And it's gotten some amazing press for Hasbro as a result of this. Even though a lot of it's negative, it's still a lot of press.
Yeah.
And as a result, good luck finding anything but a used copy of the game or, somebody buying the game new and then reselling it. So right now, if you look online for this game, it's sold out at Walmart. And you have to go on eBay and pay $50 or go through Amazon and pay $50.
Yeah, that's up from $10 or $20.
It's $20 retail value.
$19.82.
Right, we're going to get to that here in just a moment. But it's sold out. And that's not to say Hasbro isn't going to print a bunch more and then, release them before the holidays. But this may be the hot holiday gift here at this point. Tickle Me Elmo or Tamagotchi in the past. This may be it. And it's, of course, mostly going to be adults buying this game. But it is for ages 8 and up, so it's not a particularly complicated game. Anyway, going on here. This is from CNN, just to kind of give you the basics, and then we're going to get into the reviews and all the butthurt.
Yeah, there are 2 reviews on Amazon.
Which is surprising, because you expect to see more there, given how popular this is already. The game's $19.82 price tag appears to be a reference to the first year of the millennial generation, though some contend it began in 1981. And I found an article by a millennial who was acting like, ha, see, Hasbro got it wrong.
You know what would be funny is...
as though there's some official date the beginning
of
millennial.
What is the oldest millennial? How old would they be?
Well, that's the thing. It's in dispute. There's no firm.
There are some people that argue it's 1980. Others argue 82. Right. 82 seems to be the consensus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here.
What would be the youngest millennial?
Not if you ask, well, what would be the youngest one?
Yeah.
Well, generally they say generations run about 20 years.
Okay, so
the year 2000,
like 01. I've heard 01.
Yeah, so the year 2000 would make them 17, 18 years old.
Okay, so they should have done 17 or 18 as being the youngest for people over 17 or 18 or whatever. As you get what I'm saying?
You mean in this, for like, oh, as far as
for the game.
Right.
So, you have to be at least a millennial.
But it's too dated. It would be too dated over time, so that wouldn't work over as time
passes.
Yeah, that's
true.
Anyway, the missing the point altogether, they see here in CNN, third-party retailers are selling the Walmart. Oh! Walmart exclusive game. Oh, that explains it. That's interesting. For a much higher price. Forget real estate. Quote, you can't afford it anyway, the board game's box reads. This time it's all about collecting experience by, quote, visiting the hottest destinations. From your friend's couch to the vegan bistro to a week-long meditation retreat. This is all copy from the actual game box.
This sounds like millennials with money management issues.
Well, that's kind of the stereotype of the millennial.
It is. It, right? You know, it reminds me of the left, like the socialist left. That's kind of like that's kind of how I see millennials being stereotyped. And I don't know how false it is.
It's probably unfair to some of them because everybody's an individual.
Absolutely.
But there's a reason why stereotypes exist.
I certainly would be in that crowd, and I don't at all represent
some of the butthurt Twitter posts that I was reading. We haven't read on the air, but some of the posts. Are millennials acting butthurt over how tough the economy is?
Well, you know, what I find hilarious
and blaming is baby boomers.
A lot of the problems millennials have, okay, yeah, within this group, I think, is one, they went and they got the wrong degrees. Then they went and they moved into the most expensive areas to live, and they might get paid six-figure salaries, but the living costs are sky high, as opposed to doing what prior generations did and moving where the jobs are, but the cost of living actually made sense, like financially. And they haven't done that. They expect everything to be handed to them because they're too stupid to move where the cost of living actually, that the salary actually covers the cost of living.
Players are encouraged to find new places to eat, shop, and relax, and become involved in community interactions via the chance and community chess cards. Cringeworthy? Perhaps, says CNN. But Hasbro told CNN in an email, that's what makes the new game so fun. Quote from Hasbro's email, with many of us being millennials ourselves, we understand the seemingly endless struggles and silly generalizations that young millennials can face. And then in parentheses, they say, and we can't even, in parentheses. So we created the game to provide fans with a lighthearted experience that allows millennials to take a break from real life and laugh at the relatable experiences and labels that can sometimes be placed on them. So any millennial with a sense of humor is probably going to understand and have a fun time with this game. But boy, are there a bunch of them.
Unless they're part of the problem.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a bunch of them that don't have a sense of humor about their own generation, and those are the ones who are very, very upset. Let's take a break from the CNN story and jump into a couple of reviews, Daryl, from Amazon.com.
Dated November 3rd, 1 star. I would give this no stars if
if I
could. I saw this product in Walmart, and it just made me sad. I live in a place where housing is very expensive, and this game would be depressing. Spots on the game board are, go live with your parents. Go live on your friend's couch. It says on the front, forget real estate. You can't afford it anyway.
Yep.
I think Milton Bradley made a misstep on this one. Sad commentary on society. And $44 on Amazon, please. 111 people found this helpful. 5-star review dated November 7th. I'm writing this review based on the other review alone and the picture. The fact that a board game alone could upset millennials enough to leave negative comments solidifies the reason for this version of the game to exist. 10 stars for Hasbro. 1,093 people have found this review.
That's great.
So, while the toy company says the game is just a lighthearted break from adulting, not everyone cares for the joke. James Knowlton, a 28-year-old millennial from Minnesota, took to Facebook to voice his disapproval. He told CNN the game is an insult and that it's never, quote, good to kick somebody while they're down. He continued saying, "This is one of the biggest game/toy companies in the world, making the fact that property ownership is impossible for most people my age into a jeering tagline. It's patronizing," he said. "The whole thing feels out of touch with what my age group actually wants or likes." He added further, "I feel like something like this would have been more well-received coming from an independent publisher who was poking fun at Monopoly itself, but this is the successful rich Uncle Pennybags who owns everything, sticking his tongue out at you." Asked about such criticism, Hasbro doubled down with a tongue-in-cheek response. Quote, "We think the game is lit and didn't intend for it to be salty. Whether you hit up the artisanal coffee bar on the weekend, live in your parents' basement, or just have a sense of humor, this game's for you." So that's the CNN piece here, which is obviously pretty pro towards this particular product. But, man, if you actually look up Monopoly for Millennials, you will find so many butthurt articles and articles that are not only just the opinion of the author, but also that cite many, 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 many tweets by very upset millennials over this particular product. And I just think it's funny stuff. I think people should be able to laugh at themselves. Generations obviously are, you know, generic, right? They're stereotype. Right. They're stereotypical. They're making statements that aren't true for individuals.
Right.
Obviously, there are millennials who own their own house, okay?
Right, and that's one of the reviews on Walmart. Says, just baby boomer propaganda. Can we get Monopoly for boomers with every space being low wages and not understanding credit? Uh-oh, you just landed on a housing market crash.
Not as funny, but, yeah, I mean, there wouldn't be anything. Like, I wouldn't be butthurt. I mean, some people claim I'm a millennial. There's also the Xennials, which is supposedly between Generation X and the Millennials. And I'm sure that some people would probably get butthurt if there was a Gen X Monopoly that poked fun at, growing up in the 90s or whatever it would be.
You just landed on grunge rock.
Here's one of the upset people, Jack Delaney over at Techly.com. Headline, Monopoly for Millennials exists, and it's as bad as it sounds. Now, I don't know if he actually played the game here. He then kind of talks about the generic Monopolies out there. He says, I could understand some of the kind of comical reimagining of the classic board game with places like Avocado Toast Town or Smartphone You Can't Afford Street, but what Hasbro has gone for is like an old uncle desperately trying to be cool. He says the official product description is full of cringeworthy and borderline offensive exaggerations and stereotypes. And that's what makes it funny.
It's satire.
Yes.
Come on.
It is so
fun. It's not even supposed to be. I mean, well, maybe it wasn't supposed to be intended to be played, but I think it's more satire than intended to be played.
Oh, it's intended to be played. They designed a whole new game system for Monopoly. It's actually, I would love to try it if I had time, you know, for board games.
Yeah.
Check it out if you get a chance, although it's hard to find right now. We'll see you tomorrow.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist
specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.